question.
Okay. You know, you're saying something about somebody. Now, like my next door neighbor, like really, she's, if you was going to be up there, her and my sister-in-law would have exactly a fit. But I've got company for supper and I don't know what to have. And I'm like Miss Murray, and especially since I've got meat and anything that I can go and fix.
You just go out there and get it. And well, it's really handy to have all that out there like you have it.
And then, see, the canned beef is a lot handier than frozen. Mm-hmm. You know, you could open up a can of...
Right.
Because if it was frozen, it has to thaw. Or, of course, if you could get it in a pressure cooker, you could soon get it cooked.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a big piece you couldn't get it now, you have to work on it.
Mm-hmm. To try to have something and it's frozen, you just have to plan so far ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because if you don't,
and see if somebody is, you know, just happens to come in, like.
Yeah, that really is handy. I really think that's a good idea.
Where did you learn how to do all this, canning and everything?
Well, see, Mom always can.
Uh-huh.
And then, see, I've been married 20 years.
Doesn't seem possible. You can do everything.
I said, if you want me to still charge it.
Okay.
I think I'll just quit charging it. I think
well,
I'll
now, if you need to, you can hook it right there. Set it right there on the table and hook it right here.
Oh, no. No, you can...
Well, I'm
in the living room.
No, that's okay. I'll just turn it off.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's charged enough now that it'll be all right. It ought to be. No. Get this stuff out of the way.
Well, I bet she's all right. That scared me, you know, when she came, when Sarah came in here.